David, I was thinking about this. When you think back to when you first started playing football, and then, of course, you were able to make a playing career out of it, now coaching, did you think that football was going to end up being a huge part of your life, that you were going to make a career out of the game?
Oh, not at all. like I said, I was a basketball player starting out, and I thought that was my niche. And then my coach taught me to play football in my junior year of high school, never played before, and this the rest is history. But I enjoy playing and I enjoy being around it. So kind of weird how things work out.
What led you to, I mean, you mentioned your coach there, but what convinced you, I guess, would be the better word, to go out and play football and see what you had? And then, of course, you probably found out you were pretty good at it.
Well, I actually didn't try to go out. My basketball coach made us do something in the offseason when basketball season wasn't in. And my sophomore year, I ran cross country. And that really didn't work out. So I figured I'd go sit on the bench in football and, just kind of get the basketball season. And my football coaches were like, that ain't happening. So they kind of put me out there, and the rest is history.
So you ended up kind of being really good at football by accident?
Yeah, by accident, 100%. Yeah.
When did you realize that, okay, this is the path I'm going to take talking about football?
I think within like my first two or three games in high school, my junior year, I got, and my coach asked me what school I like to go to. You know, I had a choice, and I was always a Notre Dame fan. And I got a letter from Notre Dame, I think, a week later, and when it started getting letters, and I was like, well, I'm not really getting a lot of letters from basketball. I got a few, but not a lot. But, you know, the letters from football kept pouring in. I was like, well, I guess I'll give this thing a shot.
Talking to David Martin, former Tennessee and NFL wide receiver and tight end. And David, you're kind of, you were a guy that may be ahead of your time, because there are so many stories now of guys who they start out playing basketball. They realize, hey, 6'4 basketball players, there are a lot of them, not as many wide receivers or tight ends. Tennessee just signed a guy, actually, a few weeks ago, who started out playing basketball in the last couple of years, worked football into his schedule, and now he's going to play football at Tennessee. But that's more the norm, the makeup of the basketball guy that can go over and play football, it seems.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, the skills you possess on the basketball court, man, you take that football and running and jumping and cutting and stuff, man, and then going up fighting for rebounds, like going up fighting for jump balls, it just more fits the hybrid tight ends. I like to call it more hybrid tight end system. That's more in college and pros now.
And you had a really good career. Do you look at the offensive game today? I mean, you're coaching it now. Do you look at the way the game's played and the use of tight ends and big wide receivers and say, man, I really could have put up some numbers in today's game with the way that it's officiated and the rules are set up?
Oh, yeah. I wish I was 10 years younger, I'll tell you that, because the way it's done now, you know, we were still in the – I remember Bubba Franks was making Pro Bowls with 29, 30 catches, you know, and did it for 3 years straight. Now 30 catches in the field, you know, is nothing. You know, they get that in 2-3 games, so – I would love to have been in the offense they're running now this year, just open spread, RPO stuff. It's real exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, David, go back as we were talking about your recruiting process and all of that picking up. Do you remember when Tennessee really came into the picture and what ultimately led you to Tennessee?
Honestly, I never really watched Tennessee growing up. Like I said, I was a Notre Dame fan, so I followed Notre Dame everything. And it was all this talk about Peyton Manning and wide receiver U and all this stuff. And then Peyton Manning announced he was coming back. I'd already verbally committed to Notre Dame, but then I wanted to play for Lou Holtz. And then going my senior year, Lou Holtz left. So I kind of pulled out of that. And I heard it was all over ESPN that Peyton Manning was coming back to Rocky Top. So I was kind of, you know, got intrigued by it. So I kind of started looking up Tennessee stuff and just seeing how, you know, the success they had. I was like, man, I'm going to give this a shot. So when I came on my visit, I came to Alabama game, and they were just throwing it all over the yard with, you know, Marcus Nash and Joey Kent and all them. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the place. So I put my poker face on with one of the schools, but I already knew where I was going.
Do you know what kind of impact Peyton had on the program in terms of just the attention he brought to UT and players like you who didn't maybe know as much about the university or the program itself, but knew Peyton, and that at least created some kind of connection?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, like I said, that's the reason why Tennessee even got on my radar. I mean, they were recruiting me, but I wasn't, you know, I hadn't really heard of them. I mean, I promise, I didn't even know what running out of T was, honestly. But, And I was like, you know, and everybody kept talking about Peyton Manning. I was like, look, and I'm like, and when he announced he's coming back, and I started looking at it, and I was like, oh, man, I should play for this guy. So I was like, yeah, if I had an opportunity to play for him, you know, I would have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I don't have to tell you this talking to David Martin, but it's funny how things turn out, isn't it? Because you end up at Tennessee, you meet your wife, who was a terrific athlete at Tennessee as well, in track and field, and now your home is East Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's been the biggest thing, especially raising our two boys, like, and trying to, you know, and the hardest part is, like, with two formal, you know, athletic parents, you won't force that on your kids, and that's the hardest part, is letting them know that, you know, you can build your own way, you know. But yeah, it's very competitive in the house, I'd say that.
Yeah, yeah. What is it like with your boys and their involvement in sports and you and your wife's involvement as well? How is that? What's that dynamic been like?
It's been great because, like she helps them with endurance stuff, you know, and I help them with a lot of the strength and power stuff. But they're like getting them in the gym, they're tall, of course. Like I got one that's 6'6", that's a junior, and one that's seventh grade, I think, probably almost 5'10". So it's been fun watching them grow up and develop, and they're both basketball players though. So I get to get back in what my first love was, basketball, and I coached my son for a while, my youngest son for a while. So I go to all my son's basketball games. I critique him bigger than anybody. So that's probably the hardest part. That's probably what sucks it up the most, is they got to come home and hear it too after getting from the coach.
Yeah, what's it like life for them, David Martin, the father, but also David Martin, the coach?
I'm on mine the hardest, you know.
Yeah.
Cause I'm father and coach, so I'm trying not to be so much father and try to be more a coach. But then the other players see me get on him, and it's more like, okay, he's, you know, I mean, let me straighten up. You know, so it's different. But I mean, I tell you what, I didn't think my son would enjoy it, but he enjoyed it. I don't do it no more now that I'm doing what I'm doing now. But it was fun. I mean, we won the city tournament back a couple years ago, so it was fun, you know, coaching the guys to get back in basketball again.
And, David, you're, of course, coaching. You're the recruiting coordinator at Maryville College as well. What has that been like? How do you think you've grown as a coach since you've turned into that phase of your career since retiring as a player?
I tell you what, man, it's just this molding young minds and being in the shoes that they were in and being able to offer them sound advice, not advice that was passed down to me, but life experiences, you know, stuff I've actually experienced. And them going through it and be able to share that with them and answer questions that they have. And I mean, even with recruiting, like I enjoy that just because you get to tell them how recruiting was and you've been through the process. And if some people have been in the recruiting process, some people just, that's just their job. But I've actually been through the process. And that's the funnest part about it, just more like meeting all these young men and then trying to give them some kind of advice that could help them not only with football, but in life as well.
Yeah, when you think back to your time at Tennessee as a player, so a young college player, and then developing as a professional football player, what comes to mind? What do you wish you had known then? What do you try to pass along to players?
If I would know, I had a big support system, but I always tell them, like, the best ability is availability, you know, and just being available, whether that's in, like, and no excuses too, but being available, whether it's on the field, off the field, and accountable. You make a mistake, everybody's going to make a mistake, but man up to it, you know, man up to it, don't lie about it, you know, because it's going to come to light at some point, you know, just man up to it and just be accountable for all your actions.
Yeah, that's good advice. And David, just a couple more things. David Martin here on our Call of All segment on Sports 180. I also thought about the fact that, so you're committed to Notre Dame. That program has as much history as you're going to find. University of Tennessee with a ton of history. Play for the Green Bay Packers, ton of history there, passionate fan bases. What was that like being connected to those schools, that professional franchise? Of course, the Bills and the Miami Dolphins as well.
Green Bay is just a whole different animal, you know, just being a part of that. It's just the fan base. I've never been to a place that's just, besides here, that's all about football. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, we still had, even here though, we still had Lady Vols who was doing well at that time when I was here, and other sports I was doing well. But in Green Bay, it's just all football. mean, we had scrimmages and without pads on, and Lambo's like not an empty seat in the house, you know. So it was just all ball about them, and they had our back, and they supported us throughout. I've never seen anything like that. It was so electric, man, and it's exciting to play.
What is that like as a player when you know you have that kind of support and a fan base that is so passionate, all in on what you guys are doing?
It's real rewarding, but at the same time, it makes you a better player in the fact that, no one say you play with a lot of pressure, but you don't want to let that fan base down, you know. Like, you want to play your hardest for them because they'll do their all for you. You want to get that back in return. So it kind of makes you a better player. It kind of makes you raise your level of play, especially with a guy like Brett Favre there and the expectations he had, like, night in and night out, day in and day out. You had to match his level of play, which everybody can't do. But it brought the best out of you.
You mentioned that Peyton Manning was a huge influence in getting you to Tennessee. Then you play alongside Brett Favre. I know you've described that as life-changing. For your career, what did that mean, playing alongside Brett Favre at a time where Green Bay is playing at such a high level as a franchise as well?
Well, it was really weird because I'm making the transition from receiver to tight end here too, you know.
Yeah.
It was so many different variables going into it that, you know, my head was kind of spinning. And he just kind of told me, like, you're doing great, just slow down and just let it come to you. Don't force it like you force it. Don't just let it come to you. And that's probably the greatest advice I got, you know, coming from someone like him who took the time to help a little, you know, six-round rookie out that really just brought it to be a project, you know. But for him just telling me, like, you know, just slow down, just let it come to you, don't force it. You're a smart kid. I got the information well, just actually having to go out in the field and do it. And, you know, blocking was the biggest part of it, you know. But it all came together, man. And he helped me along the way and showed me where it's weird when you pick the mind of someone like that. Something that you think is so hard, he make it sound so easy when he explains it to you, you know. So, I mean, just coming up in that system along the way, just all the support I had, that just helped out a lot.
Yeah, you went from that, a six-round pick, just trying to make it to, you know, having a decade plus in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Hey, David, it's great to talk to you. Congrats on all that you've done, as not only as a player, but now post-playing career, and happy for you and your family as well. Thanks so much for taking the time to catch up with our Call of All segment today.
Thanks for having me.